Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy. Can I bother you for a second? Good morning, good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. This is Big Game Bob here, just getting ready to rock and roll here. Before we do so, let me remind you that it is indeed summertime. Fellas, get those summer bods ready to rock and roll, ready for action with Manscaped. Manscaped is here to ensure your post-quarantine body is ready for the wild. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming. They have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. Folks, you heard it from me first. Take care of your chest. Take care of your nuts, your balls, have the triple threat ready to rock and roll. Starting today, get 20% off and free shipping with code BROBIBLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using promo code BROBIBLE, B-R-O-B-I-B-L-E. Trim your chesticles with the besticles and the most premium products around with Manscaped. Enjoy the damn show.
All right, folks, coming to you live here, the big 8-0, episode 80. Coming in hot, coming in early, coming in often, folks. You know the drill by now. You know this stance. Behind the glass on ones and twos, we're looking over at Grace Ibrahim. I'm Big Game Bob, coming to you on your local airwaves, however you're listening, why ever you're listening. My goodness, we're just happy you are listening here, folks. Usually you do some type of promo at the end of the episode to tell you what's next. I couldn't wait for this. You are getting an absolute treat on the YouTube side of things. July 25th, that's what, 7-9 days, Grace? Me, Forrest Galante from Animal Planet, Rob Lowe, the actor, and Joey Coldcuts will be riding electronic surfboards that go up to 40 miles per hour in Santa Barbara in the ocean. The most bizarre, outrageous thing you could possibly imagine. Forrest Galante, who's a dear friend of the pod, host on the Animal Planet, real big personality. He's just the best. He's been on a couple episodes that we've had. He hit me up. He said, Rob, we're doing these new electronic surfboards that my buddy just made. Would love to have you out. Me, Rob Lowe. I mean, it's going to be just absolutely ridiculous to see me and Joey Coldcuts riding 40-mile-per-hour electronic surfboards through the Santa Barbara waters with Rob Lowe and Forrest Galante. Now, Forrest is bringing in the big guns camera-wise. They're going to have GoPros. He's got his entire Animal Planet cast or you know, the cameraman, all of them are setting this all up. We're going to be mic'd up. It's going to be an absolute zoo. This is the Super Bowl of content you're looking at, folks. It's going to be outrageous. I got a feeling that Rob Lowe is an absolute stallion in the water. I feel like he gets up on that surfboard and is just cranking it. These things max out at 40. I guarantee you Rob Lowe finds a way to max these things out at 50, 60, the way that man does things. Folks, let's get on right to the show here, because we still have a show that we needs to move on here today. Let's come in rocking and rolling here. This is our sports bit. What I like to do is every now and then drop a Vegas line heater on you guys of a certain game, a certain bet that I like. I told you last one that I love was the Super Bowl. I said Andy Reid will get drenched in orange Gatorade at the end of the Super Bowl, plus 350, book the orange Gatorade. Andy Reid gets dumped orange Gatorade after they win the Super Bowl. I'm here for another lock. These are two locks I have for you here, folks. This is a fun one. This one I can't believe is not. Sometimes you look at these Vegas odds and you know they're not giving away money. You know they know what they're doing. They know something you don't. With that being said, there is a line out in Las Vegas sportsbooks that has minus 140 for Donald Trump and Melania Trump to be divorced by the end of the year. So by 2021, Las Vegas sportsbooks are saying that Donald Trump and Melania Trump will be divorced. Do you know how bold of a statement that is? To put that at minus 140. Folks, that's something that should be plus 750. You know all the things that needs to happen for a divorce by the end of the year with the President of the United States? Now, let me be very clear. I put nothing by Donald Trump anymore. Lord knows what this guy's going to do. But minus 140, does somebody in Las Vegas know something that we don't? I've never looked at a line and just been so puzzled by it for so long. I don't understand it. Take the plus 140 on them to stay together. By the way, guys, in case you didn't know, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. The stock market is in the gutter right now. Do you know all the types of things that would have to happen for Trump on top of all of this to say, hey, by the way, Melania, kick you to the curb, first lady no more? Could you imagine? And mind you, the guy's got so much pride that he almost refuses to swallow it. I think there's no way they're divorced by the end of the year. I think that's an absolute steal. Even if they were in turmoil, he's going to deny it for 4 to 5 months. He's got to get us through this whole pandemic. By the time that divorce is absolutely signed, sealed, done deal, we're in at least 2022. I think there's no way it happens by 2021. I bet the house, I bet the mortgage, bet it all, Donald Trump and Melania Trump to be together by 2021. I think that's an absolute steal. A lot of times they put a limit on these prop bets on what you bet. Bet the limit. Whatever it is, bet it. I think the value on them staying together. Look, I'm not going to say they're the happiest couple in the world. That's for damn sure they're not. But shit, to get divorced, even if they got a prenup, it's still, you got to have lawyers involved, and it's going to be dragged out. It's a media circus. Melania's not just going to pick up and go. Usually the husband leaves the house and the wife stays in the house. You imagine Donald, just a bunch of cardboard boxes just walking out of the Oval Office? Right out of the South Lawn, out goes Donald. Melania stays there. Donald goes to a condo in the city. Washington, D.C. area. He's got a little two-bedroom condo that he's hauled away in. Take that bet. I've never looked at a bet and just thought, what? What? Something's wrong here, guys. Take the plus 140 on them staying together. Moving on in the prop bet field, okay? Here's another one that I like. Patrick Mahomes in his Chiefs tenure. Under over 1.5 Super Bowls. That's to win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes just signed for 500 some odd million, half a billion dollars for 10 years. Normally, any other person on the planet, I would say, take that under. We know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl, yet alone win it, which is something that Mahomes would have to do. However, I truly believe it's going to be hard to top the heroics of Brady, the comeback in the Super Bowl. I think when it's all said and done, Patrick Mahomes will go down as one of the best quarterbacks we've ever witnessed. Now, with that contract, with the salary cap that they're now going to have, that's not going to have a lot of room to work with if you're the Kansas City GM. Okay, keep that in mind. They're not going to be able to sign a lot of people. The reason the Patriots were able to stay so consistently good for so long was because Brady was taking way less money than he deserved. Patrick Mahomes, yeah, they just dropped half a billion, but bet on the guy that I think will be one of the best ever. With that being said, if you do take the over, if you do take the under, do you imagine just betting it all today? Okay, every penny you own, you bet it all. And you gotta wait 10 years to find out whether you won or lost? Could you imagine that? Can you imagine you just bet it all? Your kid's college tuition, you say, hey, by the way, Charles, hold on 1 second. We gotta wait to see if Patrick wins the Super Bowl or not. By the time your kid's enrolled in college, he's 30 years old. Moving day, you're moving in some 30-year-old. I mean, think about it. You gotta wait 10 years. Years to cash your bet. Is that the most outrageous? I mean, shit, we might be not even be using U.S. currency anymore. We might be using Bitcoin at that point. Who really knows?
Maybe Vegas won't even come to collect your money. Who knows? 10 years from now? Your son moves into college. His roommate is like, dude, you're like 30. What took you so long? I don't know. Ask Patrick Mahomes. It took him a little while. Somewhere out there, some idiot is betting all of his money on this damn thing, and they're going to have to wait 10 years to collect his bet. Watch, someone's son wants the new 2020 Mustang. Son, if the Chiefs can win two more Super Bowls, we will get you that Mustang. By the time 2029 hits, Chiefs win their second Super Bowl, that 2020 Mustang is worth about $1,000. The kid could just buy it himself. He's going to want the 2029 Mustang. Lord knows where Patrick Mahomes is at that time. What an outrageous, dragged-out bet, folks. If you want the faster money, you take the no divorce on Trump, and you bet on what I think will be one of the best quarterbacks to ever live. Two Super Bowls, 10 years, that's a lot. It's like a stock market, baby. Just wait for that thing to collect. Rise it up, rise it up, rise it up. Imagine 10 years later, you do bet it all. You come home one day, you just got a Ferrari. You're squeezed into one-bedroom apartment with your wife. Next thing you know, you just come home with a Ferrari. Your wife has no idea what the hell just happened. Yeah, sweetie, Vegas just cashed my bet all the way from 2020. What a ridiculous, outrageous wager. That's why we're betting them. Folks, we keep this show moving on. Grace, you ever just offer things to people because you know they're not going to accept, but it kind of like crosses you off the list off offering for them? It's a win-win. You look like the good guy, and then you don't have to follow through on whatever it is that you offered. It's a beautiful thing. Like every single year during baseball season, I have about 10 people in Los Angeles that I offer Anaheim Angels tickets to. Nobody wants to go to an Anaheim Angels game in the middle of the summer, Grace. You just don't do it. And the 10 people, the reason they're on this list is because I know damn well they're not going to want to go to an Anaheim Angels game, but it looks good. Hey, by the way, John, I got two extra tickets for the Angels. Do you want to bring you and your son? Of course John doesn't. The Anaheim Angels Stadium is built out of just sheer concrete in the middle of the summer. You just glistle in the sun. It's the worst. It's a guaranteed sunburn and just a bad time. You drink a beer, it just goes right through you. The sun just soaks it right out of you. But I look like the good guy for offering the Angels tickets. I don't even have the Angels tickets. Next thing you know, a couple months later, John comes up on some good Dodgers tickets behind home plate. Big Game Bob sitting behind home plate at the Dodger game at the NLCS simply because three times I offered these Angels tickets that John was never going to accept. Nobody goes to the Angels game. Everybody goes, they watch Mike Trout bat. He bats leadoff. After he's done, you leave. That's it. You just break. After Trout's done, everybody just takes a break. The whole stadium just leaves, comes back when the leadoff guy comes back on to watch him bat again. It's the most ridiculous thing of all. But you cross yourself off the list on a nice quality gesture. Now, here's where it could go wrong, okay? I've told you about Rona and Nona, my cleaning lady duo that is like Stockton and Malone. You can't beat it. Once a month, I call Rona and Nona. They come to the apartment, and they just absolutely cleanse this baby through and through. You could clean yourself. Everybody could say, dude, why do you got to get a cleaning lady? Look, you'll never get the deep clean that these ladies do. They are professionals at what they do. And I've spoken on an earlier podcast, Grace, about clearing the way for the cleaning ladies. Your job as the consumer of the cleaning ladies is just to clear the way. Just set them up for the success. That's all you could do. Just kind of clear the shoes out of the way. Make sure your clothes are out of the way. And let them just zamboni right on through and do their job. New neighbor moved into the apartment complex the other day. I'm out on my balcony. Rona and Nona are just doing their thing in the living room. I kind of play the cat and mouse game when I'm home. And they're here, you know, they come into the living room. I go to the bedroom. They go to the bedroom. I go over to the kitchen. You just try and get out of their way. That's all you gotta do. Get out of their way. The new neighbor sees that I have cleaning ladies. I'm on the balcony. She comes by to go to the laundry machine. And she goes, hey, I noticed you had a couple cleaning ladies. I said, yeah, I do. Rona and Nona. Now, I gave her the number. I didn't want to give her the number, but I didn't think she would actually take me up on it. So I said, you know, if you ever need them, let me know. You know, I'll give you the number for Rona and Nona. Sure enough, a couple days go by. I go to walk outside to go for my run. Rona and Nona's car is sitting in the driveway. Okay? And Grace, I'd be lying to tell you if there wasn't a little bit of a jealousy factor there. I mean, I was very upset. I was very, shouldn't Rona and Nona get clearance from me? Maybe not clearance, but maybe just a heads up. Hey, by the way, you're going to see our car. You're going to see our, you know, our tools around your apartment complex. We don't want you to get upset, this young lady called. Thank you, by the way, for the reference. Nothing. Nothing out of Rona and Nona. So I'm kind of creeping in. I kind of want to see what they got going in there. It's like I was being cheated on. And I see Rona and Nona on the balcony, power washing the shit out of this balcony. Now I'm living. They never do my balcony. They kind of got too comfortable. The first couple rounds, they would Zamboni the shit out of my balcony. No more. Rona and Nona got too comfortable. You know, they came in before, first couple times, it was all business. Now, they kind of, they go right into the fridge, they grab a water, they take their shoes off, they're texting. Not the case with the girl now. I just brought Rona and Nona into a minimum 2-year contract, and I didn't even get a thank you. I don't get my balcony power washed. You get a new cleaning lady. Folks, you're in it for a 2-year minimum. Minimum. Usually your cleaning lady is your cleaning lady for the next 5 to 10 years. Only reason that you're leaving cleaning ladies is because you're moving. So not even a thank you from Rona and Nona. But that's why we sit here today, folks, and as upset that I am, and I think I gotta have the talk here with Rona and Nona. But what I sit here today and what I want to give you advice on, if so, every now and then, just offer things, even though you know damn well they're not going to accept. You look great. It's a win-win. Everybody wins. They're never going to take you up on it. Never. It's like, you know, you go out to dinner with another couple. You go, you sit down at dinner. Hey, John, you want to try this hamburger? It's really good. John's never going to accept the bite of the hamburger. Yeah, Robbie, what angle do you want me to take on this hamburger? Let's share this brioche bun here, huh? Let me put my hands in my mouth where your hands and your mouth weren't. Let me go over the table with this hamburger and bite into it. It's the most ridiculous thing of all time. There's no way he accepts the bite of that hamburger, but you look great. The couple next to you goes home and goes, man, Robbie, what a guy offering you his hamburger. What a nice guy. He was never going to accept. Never. You know, somebody says, oh, we're going on a trip, and you know, this is what I kind of get scared of, is offering the airport trip. You know, well, if you need anybody to take you to the airport, you know, just let me know. That's when my voice kind of drops a little bit, because sometimes you offer some big-time offers. Offering to take somebody to the airport is a big-time offer. Totally changes your day. Maybe it takes an hour out of your day, but totally changes your day. Because even if you got to pick up Pam and Steve at 11 from 7 a.m. to 10 o'clock, you're thinking, shit, I got to get Pam and Steve to the airport at 11. Totally changes your day. So sometimes I offer things. That's a big offer, is the airport offer. Most likely they're going to say no, but I'll quiet down. The hamburger is, hey, John, you want a bite of this hamburger? The airport offer is, hey, John, you want to, you need me to take you to the airport? I could take you guys to the airport if you, no. You sure? Okay, that's fine. But if you need a ride to the airport, you just let me know. I'd be happy to take you to the airport. Boom, crossed off the list. They're probably not going to accept. If they do, you're fucked. Every now and then you'll have the asshole that will accept your offer, though. You see a neighbor, you're going to the grocery, hey, I'm going to Trader Joe's, you need anything? 99.9% of people are going to say no. Imagine you get the neighbor, yeah, I'm going to need 2 sirloins, 3 of the Haas avocados, the big one. Make sure they're ripe so we can use them the next day. 4 cases of spring water. It's like you're putting in an order to a vendor. I'm going to need the basmati rice. I'm going to need some pasta. It's like, holy shit. but big issues going on with Rona and Nona. Folks, have a list of 10 people and just offer them shit every now and then that you know they're going to say no to. Can't beat it. You come out as a good guy, everybody wins. Anywho, moving on. Folks, stay right with us here. We just interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that we are presented by Manscaped. Fellas, get that summer bond ready to rock and roll. The beaches are open, the sun is shining, and the bushes must be tamed. Manscaped is here to ensure your post-quarantine body is ready for the wild. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game. Folks, starting now, get 20% off and free shipping using promo code BROBIBLE at manscaped.com. BROBIBLE. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping using promo code BROBIBLE at manscaped.com. Folks, protect the nuts, protect the chest, protect your ball sack today with Manscaped. I tell you, Grace, I think I got a solution to just another one of the 100 problems that we have going on in the world right now. Let's put the pandemic to the side. Let's put the economy to the side. Let's just put all of that to a side for a second, because that's what we try and do here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Take all that bullshit, put it to the side. We'll give you new bullshit to think about, okay? Petting dogs has become a very bizarre thing. It was always just about 90% of dog owners, I would say, was fair game. If you see their dog on the street, go down, pet the thing. Now, with Corona, it's just a completely different thing. You don't know if the owner wants or doesn't want you to pet the dog. You just don't know. Some get very upset. I had a situation with the dog. I'm working at the Four Seasons Hotel. We're in the driveway. A very nice guest, very nice family comes to me and says, "You mind just holding our dog for a sec? They're getting all their bags and everything." I say, "Sure, no problem." Go down to get the leash. Dog bites me right in the hand. Since that, I haven't had the relationship that I have had prior with dogs, which was always great. And that's really affected me. And now I'm just playing mental games. I want to like dogs. I know I should like dogs, and I do, but I just can't see through that, and I'm trying to get through that. So when I go up and I see a dog, I try to make an example out of it, go out and go pet the dog to try and move forward from this post-traumatic stress here. But when I go down to pet the dog, I don't know if the owner wants me to pet the dog or not. So I think the way to solve it is we either just do a green or a red leash. Green means go, you're good to pet the dog. Red means don't go pet the dog. Because some people get upset if you don't pet the dog. I met a guy the other day walking down the street. I said, "Oh, sir, nice poodle." "Yeah, it is a nice poodle. Pet the poodle." I said, "Oh, no, I mean, I'm going to pet the poodle. Pet the poodle." "Okay. You want me to fucking pet the poodle? I'll pet the fucking poodle. Jesus." Some get offended if you don't pet their poodle. Nobody knows anymore. Green light means approach, free to pet. Green leash. Red leash, don't come anywhere near. You run the other way. It's my dog, not yours. Don't touch it. These poodle owners, Grace, it's always poodles. It's always the poodle owners that give me problems. All poodle owners seem to be just stuck up. You know, they treat their dog so lavishly. The dog sleeps in the bed. They give the dog grade A beef. The dog's eating steak and potatoes next year at the dinner table. Yet you can't even cut the dog's hair. The poodle's hair is so long that they can't even see out of their fucking eyes. You do all this, the dog's eating the New York Strip, and you can't let it even see? The types of terrain these poodles are battling just to see is next level shit. They're just kind of fighting through. They're walking every which way of the street. And some poodle owners think that their dog is so high end and so hot, top shelf that they don't need a leash. Meanwhile, that dog's causing traffic down the 101. Southbound, there's a poodle running loose because the poor thing can't see. It's fighting through a forest just to see through its fur. And that poodle's got that long, curly hair, gets right in their eyes. Imagine windshield wipers, but they were thicker and they didn't go up and down. They just stayed in the same spot. That's kind of what these poor poodles are working with. There's one big old thick windshield wiper that just doesn't move. It just stays right in your peripheral at all times. These things are scratching and clawing just to walk straight. And yet their owners are more high maintenance than you can imagine. I always got a problem with poodles. I have got to find my way, Grace, through this dog issue. Nobody likes a guy who doesn't like dogs. I mean, it's just, you just don't see it. I got to get through it. And I got news for you. It's not going to be with poodles anytime soon. Green leash, pet, red leash, stay the fuck away. It's my dog. That's what we do. Solve problems here. Episode 80 of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are moving on.
Got news for you, Grace. It's been a fun little episode. I'm having some fun, folks, of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Hopefully you're having a good time, but we know what time it is now. It is time for everybody's favorite segment, folks. If we could just trouble Grace Ibrahim for a little bit of a drum roll, please. It's the Ass Bab segment, week by week, Tuesday after Friday, Tuesday after Friday. I tell you, fine folks, file on into the DM, submit your question to be featured for the Ass Bab segment. Doing so this week is Sanford, Connecticut's own Wyatt Cole. Bob, love the rankings you've been doing for the Ass Bab. Wanted to keep that going. Who are the top 5 to 10 NFL coaches you would like to party with? That, folks, is the type of question I'm looking for here on the Ask Bob segment. I think that's a spectacular question out of Sanford, Connecticut, right there. Top 5 NFL coaches to party with. Long list here of NFL coaches. You know how we do this. We go 5 to 1. One, of course, being the highest, the best, the holy grail. What I'm going to give for you here, Wyatt, let's start this off. Let's kick it off. Number 5, top 5 NFL coaches to party with, to rage, have some fun, get drunk with. Number 5, I'm going with Pete Carroll. Maybe not the guy that's going to be shotgunning beers left and right, but every party needs an energy guy. That is Pete Carroll on and off the field, whether there's music or not. I got no issue rolling in with Pete Carroll as my 5 slot to get wasted with and party. Number 4, a guy who still got that young blood in him, just a bull in a china shop. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans' very own Mike Vrabel in the 4-hole to party with. Let me be very clear when I say, if you walk into a rager with Mike Vrabel, you are the guy that night. The guy. If you could get Vrabel to a party again, still got that young blood in him. Better be ready to go into the late hours if you're coming in hot with Coach Vrabel. Number 3. The Gruden Grinder, John Gruden. I would do outrageous things to go party with Chucky, the Raiders' very own John Gruden. I would love to crank beers with. I got no issue with Gruden in the 3 slot. Number 2, again, you better be ready to go into the late hours. I'm going the Pittsburgh Steelers' very own Mike Tomlin, a balls-to-the-wall guy that would just be ready to get after it. That's what I like about Mike Tomlin in the 2 slot there. I think Coach Tomlin would absolutely bring it to whatever party you bring him to. Mike Tomlin in the 2 slot, just ready to let loose. I'm sure Mike Tomlin's had his heyday. There's no doubt about it. Fiery guy. Let's take Tomlin in the 2. Number 1. Let's get a little rowdy here. Who's the number 1 spot? Our own drum roll here. No brainer. Absolute no-brainer. Number 1 guy to roll into a party with, to crank beers, let it rip, let it fly, to dominate the evening with. Who am I bringing? I'll tell you, Grace. That's Andy Reid, Kansas City's very own. Folks, if you want to talk electric factories, let's talk electric factories. We're talking Andy Reid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely love me some Andy Reid. I'm so glad that that guy got the weight off his shoulders with his first Super Bowl ring. Guy's ready just to get after it. Imagine just strutting in with Coach Reid. He's got one of his Hawaiian shirts rocking and rolling. I'll take that any day of the week. Andy Reid on the throne of NFL coaches to party with.
Folks, we appreciate the support as always as we keep the Brilliantly Dumb train absolutely running here. Again, July 25th, Big Game Bob, Forrest Galante, Rob Lowe, Joey Coldcuts in the Santa Barbara waters getting after it. Stay tuned for that coming to YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. New Brilliantly Dumb merch is on the way. Please thank Project Warehouse Manager Skip for that. Just dominating the new merch, brilliantlydumb.com. Let's keep it on rolling, folks. In the meantime, we will see you Tuesday. Stay safe out there, folks. Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.